KJ6. Hey, Daniel, how are you today?
KJ4WDM. Good. How are you, Patrick?
I'm doing good. Enjoying a beautiful day.
I'm going to go get me some gravel at Liberty, take it easily, then come back to work and go take logs to the sawmill.
Busy afternoon, then.
Chuck was down for a little bit today, had an air leak, so got that fixed. And while they were working on fixing that, I started looking up radios and antennas and stuff to put in the truck.
What is it?
Let's see here. One is a Peterbilt 579 dump truck, and the other is a Peterbilt 389 road tractor.
Mount it out on the mirrors then. Got mine mounted also.
What?
I got a little 337 Peterbilt.
That's cool. Are you mobiling around too?
I am. I'm running from shop to shop right now, waiting for some guys to get here to eat lunch.
Are you non-CDL, or do you have to have your CDL license just driving a non-CDL truck?
CDL, but technically you could get away with it with this truck, but I don't chance it. It's just easier to go ahead and get my CDL and be done with it.
Got your Class B, or did you go all the way and get Class A?
Right now I just got a Class B. Across state lines is what I went and got mine for.
Got this way, Mike?
I'm down in Greenville every day.
I didn't know. Do you have now my phone number? Holler at me sometime when you're down this way. I'll have to see what I'm doing.
Give me your phone number. Hang on just a minute. Let me check. Can you give me your call one more time?
Your whiskey. KJ4WDM.
Get a text from my cell phone.
I'm going to go ahead and save that when I can actually do so safely. And, yeah, holler at me sometime. I'm constantly going all over the area.
Anywhere from Easley to Greer, north. So I'm all over the place. So if you see a Macro truck, that's a Peterbilt, that's me. Everybody else is driving Freightliners.
I'm good.
Back to it. Pay attention to the road. Trust me, it's hectic out there.
Away from Dinkinsville to Liberty and then headed towards Easley and then back to Dinkinsville.
Still out there. Looks like the guys are pulling up now anyway, so I'll go ahead and say 7-3s. So, take care, Daniel, and I'll keep an ear out for you later on today. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Have a good day, Patrick. KO4HKX, KJ4WZM Mobile. I'll catch you later on. I'm still around. Anyways, I'm headed towards Easley right now in the dump truck, not the flatbed.
speedometer says we're now down to 54 miles an hour in the speed lane. Is this guy up there? You know, like I said, he's just asleep at the wheel.
People get that way sometimes. I'll never understand it. I'm not sure yet if I'm going on the run or not, but we have a load that's about to head out to Myrtle Beach. Concrete pieces, big concrete pieces on Thursday.
Who do you drive for?
The trucks are usually gray in color. The one that I'm driving is red and tan. It's a dump truck, and it actually doesn't have a name on the side. But all the rest of them are gray and tan, and they say McConnell Grading and Utilities on them.
About that.
Alrighty then. Yeah, we haul great big pieces of concrete, sometimes fat, big fat slabs of it, sometimes concrete looking boxes at Storm Jane Junction Point, and sometimes round pieces, and all kinds of different things like that. But we haul a lot of pieces of concrete. Usually had to do with bridge beam supports or storm drains most of the time.
So, y'all don't make them, you just haul them, right?
I'm for a company called MST. They're down there just outside of Slap Town.
Hey, whatever happened to Metromont? Are they just gone?
Company called Metrocon, M-E-T-R-O-C-O-N. They do concrete. They have three offices that I know of. One of them is out towards Seneca. One of them is located north of Travelers on Highway 290, and the other is located outside of Inman, just off of 26. I can't remember the highway numbers that they're just off of. But there's three of them called Metrocon. The company is kind of sort of based out of Clemson originally, but they do concrete. And there's a concrete place that does storm drains and pieces of walls and pieces of bridges and all kinds of stuff like that. They are, they're located down there in Anderson County, kind of near somewhere between Pendleton and Slabtown. That's MST, and then there's another place that does hollow concrete pipes. They are located off of Rutherford Road. We don't actually haul for them much. I'm trying to remember the name of that one. But they're on Rutherford Road, but they just do concrete pipes.
Thinking of, used to have a big, huge plant and manufactured everything that you could think of. They're on White Horse Road, Highway 25, and they were there near the old fairground. The Latin Jockey Lodge is there now, I believe. So, yeah, they were there near the railroad tracks, where the railroad tracks crossed.
About them, my boss would know, but I haven't been in this specific industry for very long, so I don't know that answer. I can find out, though.
It's just a curiosity. It's nothing I need to know. So, anyhow, yeah, I'm making a beeline back up 26. I'm trying to get back to a lunch with a bunch of guys that I went to high school with. Sort of geezers.
I heard that. What age group are you in?
Well, I graduated high school in 1973. And I graduated a year early, and I was 17 when I graduated high school. 17 when I started my first year of college.
About 4 years older than my dad then. My dad was born in 1960. You were probably born in about 56 or so.
October of 55. Yep. Now, is your dad from this area?
I have Yankee parents. My dad was born near Philadelphia. My mom was born near Boston, Massachusetts.
KN4VWA KJ4WZM. Have a good one.